Thank you, Pastor David. Thank you, Pastor Laifan, and all the pastors and leaders of the church. It's a great joy to be here. You know, I many places that we are and all, but coming here last year, this year, there's a leap in the heart. Yeah, there's a leap, and there's such a joy and to be here and to serve together this morning. I told the church, I told some of them, this morning I balik kampung. All right. This is a great church, 40 years of God's faithfulness, 40 years of God's goodness, amazing. Come on, why don't you just give a clap, give glory to God, for He is good. Amen. And this morning I want to speak about carriers. Everybody say carriers. Upholding the legacy of faith. Carriers, being carriers, upholding the legacy of faith. You know, and let me just give a scripture, two scriptures, and then we're going to have a bit of stories from the Bible to see what it does it mean to be a carrier. And it is for all of us. It's not for selected people, but for the entire church. We are called to be the carriers and upholding a legacy of faith. And in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So there's an element of carrying each other's burdens between one another. As a church, we are meant to, we are called to carry each other's burden. And in doing so, we are fulfilling the law of Christ. That means what? That we are being obedient. We are being obedient to what God has entrusted us. We are carriers. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11, it says this, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So there's an element of building. There's something about togetherness, and this is obedience and togetherness. So to be a carrier, right? We need to be obedient, and we must have this thing that it's not just me alone, but we are together. Hallelujah. Now, the best model of a carrier is none other than our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Hallelujah. He showed us the way. He paved the way when He carried that heavy cross on His back all the way to Calvary. And He did not stop halfway. He did not say, now it's time to give up. You know, even when someone, Simon came to help Him and all, but Jesus still carried that cross all the way so that you and I, we are redeemed, we are restored, all our sins are washed away, we don't stand in condemnation, because Jesus carried the cross for all of us. Can I hear a big shout? Hallelujah! Jesus is the role model to be a carrier. Now, if Jesus Himself is a carrier, what more you, all of us here? We are meant to be the carrier of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are meant to be the carrier as a human being, being kind, being loving, being generous in every aspect of living. Because Jesus carried the cross, today we are here standing as free people. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some time back, Jonathan here told me that this supermarket, the belongs to the actor Rosham. Rosham, no, in section 9, see free advertisement for the supermarket. He said, this supermarket very good. They will carry your stuff for you. You know, they will carry it for you. And the price also very good. I don't know why he was promoting the supermarket. But so we went. You know, we like cheap things. People do things for us and all that. You know, once my son was going for a football coach on a Saturday morning. He was very young that time, over 6-7 years old or what. A German coach was doing free lessons, coaching on Saturday morning. So Joseph went for the training by this German coach. Free, right? But after a couple of months, they decided that they're going to put a fee. and for the class, and Joseph just told the coach that my father don't like paying one. Very direct, yeah? Very direct. So we will see how to be direct. Sometimes it's good to be just direct, no beating around the bush. But so we went to the supermarket. So very good. The price is good and everything. But these guys, they come and they help to carry your stuff. How many of you like that? Carry, put in your trolley and push the trolley all the way to the car and help to unload. So liking also love it. We like it. But he will only carry up into the car booth. You don't want him to open the door and come and sit inside and follow you to your house, don't we? No, right? He will do it because that's his job description. Right up to the car, he will carry and put it into the car. That's his job description, and that's all that he will do. But being a carrier in the kingdom of God is more than that. If Liking brings our children to the supermarket, they will carry. We have to tell them to carry, they will carry. But they will carry and put into the boot, and then they will get into the car and sit in the car, and we will travel home and go home and then help to carry and put it in the fridge or whatever they think. Why? What's the difference? It's our own home. It's your own household. You are carrying not as a job description. Now it becomes your own. Hallelujah. When we are carriers, we are not doing job description. When you own it, it's different. If pastor and leaders give you a mission, a task to do, and they throw it out. Okay, so just imagine. They throw out that idea, throw out that mission, and the members of the church catch it. When you catch it, you don't catch it as a job description. You own it. When you own it, then you run with it. Because you caught it. And you go all the way. It will be difficult if the pastor or the leader wants to throw out something and then he has to go down there. Nobody pick it up. I got to pick it up myself and I got to do it myself. It's going to be difficult. Or sometimes we catch it, then we do certain thing and we say, "Ayo, pastor, I'm too busy. Like, I got this to do. I got that to do. Nah, take back." Then he's got to do it himself. It doesn't work that way. When you own it, you go in all the way. This is how we are called to be the carriers in the kingdom of God. When a mission, when a task, when a purpose is thrown out, it calls for the people in the church. It calls for the people to catch it. This is for me. I own it now. I'm not just doing it because it's my job description. I'm doing it because this is my house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I belong here. Amen. So, my next slide. I have to do some stalking. Hey, no, not this one. Before this. Oh, it's not there. The church. The picture of the church. No? Oh, it's okay. I think I missed that pun. All right, let's look at this. Now let's look at three areas of being carriers. Being three areas of being a carrier. Carriers with a purpose. Right? Carriers with a purpose. Now I'm gonna read from carriers with a purpose. You come with a heart to build. You come with a heart to build. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 3, it says this. So I sent messengers to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Now this is the story of Nehemiah who had a burden in his heart to rebuild the walls. And there were people opposing him. There were people criticizing him. There were people telling him that you're not doing a great work. It's not going to stand. Is this true or not? You know, they question his motive and they question him in every way. But four times Nehemiah replied the same thing. I'm doing a great work. I cannot come down. Direct, right? Straight to the point. Same like my son just now. Straight to the point. Tell it as it is. Because you have come with a heart to build. Now, carriers must be able to remove distractions. If God has called you to do for something, then you remove distractions and you carry on what God has asked you to do. Be a good carrier of faith and you will have a great career. Amen. Right? Even at work, because in the Hebrew, the work and worship is the same. Avoda is the same meaning. That means when you work well in your office, when you are a good student in the classroom, when you are running your businesses or whatever that you are doing at work out there, Mondays to Wednesdays to Fridays, it is the same thing. When you work well, there rises a fragrance that, wow, God is praised, God is glorified, because here is my son, here is my daughter, and they are working well. They are doing business with integrity. They are different from how the world works, because you are a carrier of His purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. The problem is, sometimes we make our life in compartments. Sunday, worship time. Wednesday, if we forget everything, then we wait for another week for worship time. Work and worship, it goes together. When you work well, God is praised. God is glorified. We worship. We come here to give thanks to God. We come to worship Him. We come to honor Him for all that He has done in our lives. Can I hear an amen? Be a carrier of the purpose of God, for He has called you to be faithful. So the church involves all, everybody, fathers, mothers, grandfathers, children, young people, students, all of us are called to be a carrier. Never say that, you know, maybe I'm a grandfather, I don't have any role, or maybe I'm just I stay home and I take care of the children. Maybe I don't have a role and a purpose. Every person, you can be a carrier with a purpose. You are a carrier with a purpose that God has given you. Amen. We're going to look at the first one, carriers of the presence. I think I skipped that media. Sorry about that. Carriers of the presence. You come with a heart of worship. You come with a heart of worship. So let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 6. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. So here was David. He desired that, you know, the ark represents the presence of God. And David said that, let's bring the ark of God back. Let's bring the presence home. Right, so he hired, he got all these people, made all the preparation, made all the music preparation, had the music practice, had all the preparation of the cart, and got an ox, a bull, the cow to carry the cart. All the preparation was made. His motive was right, his intention, and everything seems to be in order. Now, to be fair, they actually did a lot of preparation to do this. But when the cart stumbled, Uzzah reached out his hand and he died on the spot. David was shocked. After all that I've done, I just want to bring the presence of God back. I just want to do this, you know, for all my passion and my love. I just want to do this. And he was so heartbroken and he never touched it for a couple of months. But there was irreverence there on the part of Uzzah. Because you can't simply, at this point of time, you can't simply carry the ark as you wish. You got to do it as a carrier with obedience and togetherness. In 2 Samuel 6, 13 to 15, after a period of time, David resumed the project of bringing back the presence, the ark of God. When those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken six steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. Verse 15. Now watch verse 15. While he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. While he and all. Everybody say, while he and all. While he and all. The difference is, both the times they had a plan to bring the ark of God back. Both the times their motives was right. They wanted, they desired for the presence of God to be home. But what is the difference between the two scriptures here? The first time they put it on the card. Like us, sometimes we put something on a program. We put it something on our intelligence. We put it something on our creation of what is maybe more convenient. Because it's easier. Why carry? Put it on the cart. So heavy, put it on the card. So much of work to do, put it on a system. Let somebody else do it. Why we want to carry? They made the cow carry it. But the second time, David and all, the people, everybody carried on their shoulder. This time, the cart was carried by people. Hallelujah. God wants each of us to be the carriers of His presence. This morning we had just fantastic, amazing worship time. Hallelujah. But it is not just a system for musicians to carry the presence. It is the duty for all of us to come inside here, raise the voice, lift our hands, praise Him, lift Him up. Because when it's on your shoulders and you carry the presence of God, hallelujah, miracles in your life, in your families, in your homes. I tell you, it's more than anything that we can ask or imagine when God's power begin to penetrate and move on people who carry the presence on their own shoulders and not on a system. Because if it's just going to be a system in the kingdom of God, then we might ourselves just, create it ourselves. But the presence of God cannot be created by humans. That's the big difference between the first attempt and the second attempt of bringing the ark of the Lord home. Hallelujah. Every single person in this church, you are the carrier of His presence. Hallelujah. One of the important things about ministry and serving is this. Every ministry, everything that you do. Thank you. Everything that you do in the house of God, you do it unto our Lord Jesus Christ. If you get this, it's easy. So, if you have been owning the aircon or the switch in the church, a new person comes and on the aircon and the switch. Maybe he came for 3 months and then the pastor goes and says that, good job. I like the way you on the switch. Well done. And then you have been doing it maybe for 30 years. See, pastor, I've been owning that switch for 30 years. You never said anything. But this guy, 3 weeks, you said he on very nice. What is it so nice? Is it his posture? Is it his style? When you on that switch, you on it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Because maybe the leader or the pastor knows that this guy needs that encouragement. He needs that encouragement. Because what we read just now, build each other up. He needs that. You are good. You are cool. I know. You own it very well. You can carry on to other things. We live life on levels and arrive in stages. Glory to glory. Hallelujah. So in everything that we do it unto the Lord. Amen. We are called to be a carrier. One man filled with the Holy Spirit. A carrier of presence. It's better, you know, sometimes to do things. We have a lot of meetings or discussion and everything. But when we carry the presence of God, we will always bring a sweet fragrance to whatever that we are planning to do. Amen. There'll always be a sweet fragrance. And this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I want to just share a short story about Auntie Anne. I'm making the media person go crazy because the picture of Auntie Anne. And Auntie Anne was a person that Liking got to know. And she loves to do cooking, community, and everything. And she connected with us. And this is a picture of her cooking with another guy who is a student from Indonesia at that time. And she was very faithful, very passionate in doing this. And it became a sort of a project, yeah, for Auntie Anne and everybody to do this, to serve the community. And she beat cancer two times. She beat cancer two times. And she always said that, you know, this life that God has given me is for me to serve Him. And she did this very faithfully. You know, no one asked, no one assigned everything. And just inspired. Whoever inspired, whoever feel that that's their talent, they begin to do it. And Auntie Anne, sadly, during COVID, she passed away. And we felt like, wow, she beat cancer two times. Probably God is telling her, you've been a great carrier. You've been a good carrier. It's time for you to rest. Yeah. Now, the thing is this. Everybody will have something, talent and skill for you to be carrier. And you cannot expect everybody to be involved in it. Yeah. So whatever God has entrusted you, your talent, your skill, what is burning? What's the burden in your heart? You be that carrier. You can carry various things. Hallelujah. The serving water. You're a carrier in the house of God. You are a carrier. You're in visitation. There's so many things that we can do. Yeah. And not everybody can do the same. Because some people you take for street feeding like that, then they eat the food. So you can't take those people, right? Then you say, hey, where will the food be prepared? So not everybody is able to do. Yeah? Find areas where God has put that in your heart and you can run with it. So if Pastor Joanna, right, throws an idea, let's do a VBS. Wow, does it strike? Yes, I want to be involved with that. You catch it and then you run with it. Don't run halfway and give her back. You do like yourself. No, right? We do it all the way, right? Christmas is coming. Hey, there's some Christmas project. Oh, we got the anniversary celebration that is coming. What is it that you can carry? Everybody can. Everybody can serve. Even in your home, in your families, you can be a carrier of what God has entrusted. The last one, carriers with a passion. You come with a heart to serve. Carriers with a passion. You come with a heart to serve. The image of David, the boy David, carrying the bread when his father said, take this bread to your brothers. And then he also gave some cheese for the generals and everything. It's a powerful image. Because when they came to select king, when Samuel came to select the king, David was the forgotten one. How many of you, like in your house, in our house got one more. Right? They came, bring the first brother, Eliab, Shammah and all that. Samuel said, not this one, not this one, not this one, not this one. Then the prophet Samuel said that, is there any more son? Is there any more children in your house? And Jesse goes like, oh, I got one more son, David. He's out there in the wilderness. I don't know where is he or whatever. They just didn't plan to bring him. Because how do I know? Because Samuel said, I am not living until the boy comes. So I guess he must be far away somewhere. And they got to bring him and they got to wait. And then comes this boy, David. And immediately Samuel said, this is the one, anoint him to be the king. Finished story. He did not become king. He had to carry bread. Because the father sent all the brothers, all the elder brothers, go out there to the battle, and they're going to fight, and there was Goliath there, and they got to fight Goliath. David was not even involved. Then the father calls him, carry this bread to your brothers. He said, okay, I will do it. And we don't have the time to go into the whole thing, but you will see that David made preparations for where his sheep will be. He entrusted to someone and he carried the bread to his brothers. Verse 17, 1 Samuel 17, 17. Take this basket, a roasted grain, and take these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brothers. David was obedient to the cause. Carrying bread. Simple carrying bread. And then he reaches the battle scene. And look, let's look at this. 1 Samuel 17, verse 29 to 30. Are you with me? Right? And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? Then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing, and these people answered him as the first ones did. Now the background of the story is his brothers were so upset. Why have you come here? I know the intention of your heart. I know what you are up to. You know, where did you put the sheep? You know, you're not responsible for the sheep. You just come here to see the battle and have a good entertainment, and you have an ulterior motive to be here, and all those things that was going on. But what David was asking is, what, you know, this guy is taunting. He's mocking our God. And there was something burning in his heart and say that, what reward I will get if I slay this giant? That's what he was asking. But the brothers were arguing with him. They were creating a scene in this place. But friends, listen to this. What did he do? What have I done now? Is there not a cause? Then he turned from him toward another. If you have conflicts, if you are called to be a carrier in your home, in your family, in your work situation, maybe you got some work problem, maybe you got some relationship problem, maybe you got some things that is really have entangling you, or maybe falsely accusing you, or maybe your motive is questioned, we need to learn from the boy David to turn away. Because many of us, sometimes we get stuck in an argument or trying to justify ourselves. David said what he had to say, and then he turned away. He turned away because he knew the battle is not my brother or whatever he's saying. The battle is the giant who is trying to kill us. So you got to turn away to face the battles. Face the right battles in your life. Don't get stuck in a battle that is not yours. You will die in battle. That's what happened to King Josiah. He died in a battle. In the first place, he was not even supposed to be there. King Josiah. If we get entangled in situations that it's not meant for us, we must learn to turn away, because you are a carrier for a greater cause. Hallelujah. In verse 50, we see this. Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. He stepped up there, he took Goliath's sword and slayed the giant. He used his skill. He used his talent. Where did he learn all this? He knew how to pick the stone. He knew how to use the sling. He was confident that he's going to slay the giant. Remember the time where he was forgotten? He was out there in the wilderness. What was he doing? He was tending to the sheep. That means he knows the area, he knows the stream, he knows the stone, he is used to using a sling. Whatever life experience that you have is never wasted. Maybe defeats, maybe victories, maybe sorrow, it could be joy. But all the seasons of David out there in the wilderness, he used all of that. He knew the stone, he knew the sling, he ran out with one single shot, he brought the giant down. Hallelujah. Nothing is wasted. What's the first mission? The father told him, carry the bread. What was he going home with? A sword in his hand. Hallelujah. You see, many people just want to skip to the sword part and slay the giants in your lives, but they don't want to carry the bread. You want to slay giants in your life, learn to carry bread first. When you carry the bread faithfully, when you carry it unto the Lord, you be a carrier of what God has called you. Even the simplest act of carrying bread, you will slay the giants in your life. You will slay that Goliath. You will slay that enemy that is constantly causing trouble, confusion in your mind, in your heart, in your family, in any situation. Be a carrier. Be a carrier. Even the simplest thing. Pastor Liking was unwell and had to go through a surgery recently. And she went through this surgery. And in the process of it, from the month of May, June, July, we also were attending to some people who were going through surgeries. And we had to go visit in the hospital and help the members who were going through a very tough time. And when we got the news that she also has to go for surgery, it was a big shock to me more than her. She was quite chill because she was still making soup. She was still making soup for the people that we are visiting and praying for them and everything. And I'm standing there thinking that, how does she even do it? Because she is also going to go for a surgery, but still making soup and carry it to people. And even in the last moment, in the last week, still doing it. And I was more shaken. I was crying. Okay, just say it. I was crying. She was not. Then I realized her sister is the legendary soup carrier. They do it. They've been doing all 40 years or maybe more. Always carrying soup for people. Now, don't go to Pastor Lifan and order soup. She's not a soup delivery. All right? She carries the soup with a cause. Carrying soup. Still doing it in spite of what she's been going through. But we are grateful. Immediately we had family, we had friends, you know, coming together in encouragement, upholding and helping her, helping us to go through that period. Because there were carriers, other carriers who come around you. Hallelujah. You keep, be a carrier in whatever God that called you to do. Christmas is coming. Maybe some of you are good in making fruitcakes. Now, some people say they make good fruitcakes, but sometimes when I taste, I shouldn't say that, but maybe my level spoiled a bit, spoiled bread. And I say the cake is nice. The fruit is missing. But there's so many ways to be a carrier in the kingdom of God. There's so many ways. And God will entrust that to you. Carriers upholding the legacy of faith. It takes everyone. It takes everyone. And it's contagious. Yeah. The great commandment that Jesus has given us is what? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So whatever areas that God called you to be a carrier, no, it could be normal things in your home and in your family. Do it faithfully. Because everything will eventually lead to the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Everything will lead to the fulfillment of a Great Commission of what Jesus has given us in Matthew 28:19-20. And I'm going to share with you a story in closing. And here's a picture. This one. Just stay in this picture. And this is a member of the church here, Francis. He's in the first service. Okay, Brother Francis. This is a picture, a present picture. This picture was just last year in Anita's wedding. And I took this picture. I tried to get an old picture of him. I found one, but he was not wearing clothes. He was acting as a Red Indian or something. So he was like, no clothes, leaf and all. So I thought it won't be very appropriate to show it this morning. But Brother Francis is in this church for many years. And I remember when my grandfather used to force us to go to Sunday school. It was a Tamil Sunday school. And he will send us, we live in section 16, Shalam. And he will send us to go to Sunday school. And there will come this big Volkswagen van, you know, driven by all these people. And we got to get in there to go for the Sunday school. And I never liked it. And I tried to avoid it and everything. And so that was the beginning. Yeah, that was the beginning. And then when I start to come to church, I'll be so afraid of the ushers. I'm scared of them. Really scared because I don't talk much and everything. So I'll be like, how to get into the church without shaking hand with the usher? Side door, back door, whatever door. All right. But this all these things was going on. But this man, under the leadership of pastor. So get this. Are you with me? Pastor throws out a task, a mission. This is what we're going to do. We're going to reach out to young people. We're going to reach out to the families. All these things he begins to throw out to the church. Francis probably caught one. He caught one. And he carried on. So what he will do, he will come and pick me up to play football at the back. Yeah, he'll call me to come and play football. And there he will come in his Cup motorbike, Honda Cup bike. He'll come to the bus stop and then I say, oh, football. I say, okay, football sounds good. You know, I love to play football. So I will get onto his bike, an old Honda Cup bike. Yeah, and it's free. And it's free, no need to pay. And got transport provided in the bike. So he gives me this helmet. I put on this helmet. The helmet got no sponge one. When the bike starts to go, the helmet flies. So I'm thinking, I need to hold the helmet or should I hold him? And where do I hold? Shoulder? I hold his stomach? Or I hold the bike? All these things will be going on in my head. But we will get to the football field. We will play football. Sometimes when I miss, I skip, I play in my own home there. Suddenly I look, I can see Francis walking up to my house. We live in flats. And I say, who is that? Oh, they come to pick me up again. They're just relentless carriers. They keep coming back. You know why? Because he caught something. He caught something and he do it again and again and again. And I begin to be assimilated, begin to change, you know, and throughout the years, the Great Commission is fulfilled. Hallelujah. From a person who was far from God, you come to near. And the Great Commission is fulfilled in this next picture that you will see. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is a very handsome Pastor David, by the way, and some characters at the back, and many people out there. You see, why am I showing you this picture? Because the act of carrying eventually leads to this. the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Baptizing, being baptized. Now, there's a big challenge to get baptized. But there may be lows, highs and lows in life, victories and defeats. But at the end of the day, all of us, we be the carrier so that the Great Commission be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Can I hear a big loud amen? Can we stand to our feet? Can we have the musicians come? When we do this, Reinhard Bonnke said this, God uses manpower. Man needs God's power. God works when people work. Can I say that again? God uses manpower. Man needs God's power. God works when people work. Hallelujah. How many of you this morning, you are saying, I want to be a carrier? Never underestimate, for the young people, for the students, for the homemaker, a mother, your husband, that you need to carry something and you need to do something. Sometimes it might be difficult. Sometimes it might be like a routine. But never underestimate what God can do in the life that you invest in. Because it might, you know, sitting in that motorbike, it looks so ordinary, right? Who knows? It may not be perfect. Whatever you got, you carry. You carry for many other people out there. Can you imagine when all of us, we say, God, let me be a carrier in whatever skills and talents that you have given me. I want to be faithful to that. 40 years of God's faithfulness. 40 years of God's faithfulness. It doesn't matter if you've been in this church 30 years, 20 years, or 4 weeks. Doesn't matter. Because you carry the legacy of faith. And Jesus comes, that's all He says. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I am a carrier of His presence. Hallelujah. Can we just worship?